From the Gateway Arena, Tyson Event Center, good evening. Better late than never, the Dort College Defenders taking on the Reinhardt Eagles in the first day of pool play here at the NAIA Volleyball National Championship in Sioux City, Iowa. The Dort College Defenders come into today's contest 27-2 overall. They finished 16-0 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while the Reinhardt Eagles, hailing from Waleska, Georgia, are making their second ever appearance at the NAI National Championship. They're 34-6 overall, and 19-0 is how they finished up in the Appalachian Conference. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the end line on court number two, pool play number one. This is Pool E. The Dort College Defenders, the top seed in Pool E and the number five seed overall in the tournament. But ask me how much that matters at this point after watching Columbia, the number three seed, get beat on the first day of pool play by Aquinas. Columbia, the number three seed overall, they're forced into a must-win situation from here on out. So this first pool match, imperative that you get it under your belt and you get a win, especially if you are one of the top seeds in the field. Let's take a closer look at these two teams. Let's begin with the Dort College Defenders, 27-2. Their losses are to Rocky Mountain and Grandview. The loss to Rocky Mountain came on August 31st. The loss to Grandview came on the road on September the 7th. After that, it was 21 in a row for the Dort College Defenders as they were 6-2 at the time of the Grandview loss. And that included a run through the Great Plains Athletic Conference and also a postseason championship for the Defenders as they defeated Concordia, Midland, and Northwestern. For the Reinhardt Eagles, they're 19-0 in their conference. That is the Appalachian League. Their losses this year are to Cumberland of Tennessee, Huston Tillotson of Texas. They also lost to Georgetown, Kentucky, Lindsey Wilson, also of Kentucky, the defending NAI champion, Campbellsville, and Hastings. Hastings went to 5 with Reinhardt. That was back on August the 17th, and that is over 3 months ago already. The final matches of the day here at the NAI Championship. Marion is playing Northwestern to our right on court number 3. Morningside is also playing here in the on the first night, and they are facing Park. So a relatively full house for tonight's match at the Gateway Arena. Here are some of the players you'll be hearing about for both teams. Let's begin with Dort College. Hannah Connolly is a 5'4 sophomore from McCook Lake, South Dakota, averaging 1.9 dig per contest. Erica Bausma is a 5'5 sophomore from Sheldon, averaging 1.7 digs. She also has 15 ace serves. Connolly, by the way, has 22 ace serves. Aubrey Drake has 19 ace serves and 5.2 digs per contest. She's a first-team all-GPAC selection. She's a 5'6 senior from Rock Island, Illinois. Julia Lindberg is an outside attacker for the Defenders, a 6'1 senior from Margate, Florida, averaging 2 kills per contest. She was a second-team all-GPAC selection. Emma Alton is a 6-foot senior from Sioux Center. She's a first-team all-GPAC selection. Fourth time in her career she was that. She averages 4 kills per contest with 2.4 digs. Jamie DeJager, a 5'10 senior from Sioux Center, handles the setting duties for the Defenders. She also is a 4-time first-team all-GPAC selection. He averages 10.9 assists, 1.0 kills. She has 31 ace serves this season, and she averaged 2.34 digs per outing. Allie Cromendike is a 6'2 junior from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, averaging 2.2 kills per contest with 1.25 blocks. Jesse DeJager is a 6'1 freshman from Hull, averaging 1.76 kills per outing. Leah Camp is a 5'11 senior from Tinley Park, Illinois, averaging 2.79 kills per set. Emily Fehlmeyer is a 5'4 junior from Hardington, Nebraska. She's got 14 ace serves this season. And Robin Underwood is a 5'8 senior from Santa Clarita, California. She has 11 ace serves this season. She will come in and spell Emma Altena in the service area specifically. For the Reinhardt Eagles, they are coached by Brian Goodhind. They are coached, and Carly Baxter is their setter, averaging 8 assists per set. She's 5'7 from Daytona Beach. Number 3 is Emily Charbonneau, a 5'11 player from Fleming Island, averaging 2 kills per contest. Tessa Colden averages 2.8 kills per set. She's a 5'9 player from DeLand, Florida. Sarah Chapman is averaging 1 kill per contest. She's a six-footer from Orlando, Florida. Brianna Baez is 5'10". She's from Ovieta, Florida, averaging 1.4 kills per contest. Chitara Bang is 5'11". She's from Locust Grove, Florida, averaging 2.34 kills per outing. And Isabel Diaz and Shadasia Summerall round out the rotation in the front row for Reinhardt, averaging 1.14 and 1.3 kills per set. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College is in their white jerseys, black shorts, black lettering, and gold highlighting around the numbers and lettering. Aubrey Drake, the libero for Dort College, all black this evening, black shorts, black top, gold numbers, white lettering, trimmed in white. We are set for volleyball as the Dort College defenders are on the near court. And we are just about set to get underway. Cromendyke, DeAger, and Altena starting in the front row for the Dort College defenders. Reinhardt in the far court. They're in a navy jersey top, and we are underway. Back set, right side, Drake with the dig. DeAger keeps it alive. Down ball by Drake, controlled by Reinhardt. Set goes to the middle, covered by Drake off the deflection. Slide to the right, Cromendyke. Cromendyke, cross-court kill. Allie Cromendyke with the kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 1-0. So Cromendyke with a slide to the right records the kill for the defenders. Dort College leads it 1-0. Serve controlled by Reinhardt. Here come the Eagles. Set goes outside over the top of the block and hitting the back line for a kill. Reinhardt's outside attacker. That was Danielle Christopher, and Christopher will check out of the match. She promptly checks out. Sophia Graziano will serve. We're tied 1-1. Serving for Reinhardt, Graziano with 19 ace serves this season. Overhand pass by Bausma gets it over to Altena. Altena goes down the line, and she was wide open on that, but she misses wide on the line shot. So an attack error by Altena. Point Reinhardt. Reinhardt leads 2-1. Serve taken by Dort College, and an errant pass. DeAger has to chase that one up into the official stand. Unable to handle that pass was Hannah Connolly, and Reinhardt with service leading 3-1. So out quickly, Reinhardt serving Graziano. It's taken again by the defenders. Drake with a bump set over to Altena. Altena rolls it over the top of the block. Saved by Reinhardt, attacking outside. Cromendyke and DeAger put the block up on Tessa Colden. And Dort College is within 3-2 after that termination block. Serving Aubrey Drake. Drake floater controlled by Reinhardt. Eagles attacking out of the middle. Covered by DeAger and Camp on the broken play. And Camp on the second contact. Able to put the kill down. So Leah Camp, the senior from Tinley Park, Illinois, her first kill this evening, averaging 2.8 kills per contest, and we're tied at 3-3. Aubrey Drake with serve, controlled, no, overpass, nearly an overpass. It's picked up cleanly by Reinhardt. Dort College on the busted play, tipped over the net by Camp. Reinhardt attacking, and we have four contacts called against Reinhardt, point defenders. Dort College gets credit for the point after the attack error by the Eagles. So Drake still serving. She's served now 3 points in a row for the defenders. Controlled by Reinhardt. Outside attack. Off of the block. Saved by Drake. Gets it to DeAger. DeAger with a dump. Controlled by Reinhardt. They'll scramble, though. Passed over the net. Bausma short pass. DeAger. DeAger tries to dump it. Gets blocked. Bausma will pass it again outside Altena. Altena off high hand. Saved by the Eagles. Eagles attacking out of the middle. Saved by Dort College. And we have a player in the net. That's whistled against Reinhardt. I believe that was Summerall who got in the net. So an attack error by Summerall. Dort College leads 5-3. 5-3. Drake serving again. Drake the floater controlled by Reinhardt. Set to Summerall, and Summerall blocked at the net by Altena. Point defenders. Dort College leads 6-3. 6-3 our score. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College serving with Drake. Drake, the right-hander, floats it to the back line, and that'll go as an ace serve. Unable to duck out of the way was Kirsten Joyner. An ace for Drake. Drake now with 20 ace serves this season, and the defender lead is 7-3. Six unanswered by the defenders. A lot of time in between serves. Drake to the sideline, misses it wide and out of bounds. Point, Reinhardt. And Reinhardt breaks the string on the service error by Drake. 7-4. Reinhardt now with service. This will be the libero. Double checking, and I believe that is Cornista. Set goes outside Altena. Altena unblocked, and Reinhardt's going to want to get that taken care of. Otherwise, Altena's gotten two swings so far up at the net. The first one, she was wide open, went down the line and hit it wide. That one, she went unblocked as well, and she gets the kill. Over the top of the block and hitting it long and out of bounds, Reinhardt. Reinhardt trailing 9-4. 9-4 our score, and the Reinhardt Eagles will use a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to Reinhardt. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. We'll be back with more from the NAI National Championship pool play day number one right after this. Tonight's broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. The defenders leading 9-4 in set number one. Dort College getting exactly what they wanted after Reinhardt got up 3-1. Dort College responded with a 6-point run. They lead at 9-4, and Jamie Dieger has service. Dieger with serve, leading by 5. That floater taken back line. Reinhardt will attack outside, and Dort College again gets the block up. Dieger back over to Camp. Camp with a swing. Pancake save by Reinhardt. Dort College will regroup. Set right side, and Jesse Dieger with a kill. Jesse Dieger puts it away, and for Jesse Dieger, that is her first. Like to see that freshman get involved here at the NAI National Championship. The common denominator for the 2 years that we have seen Dort College make a deep run, it has been someone other than their leaders need to step up and produce points. Emma Altena, cross-court shot, and again, they don't get the block up. And Emma Altena, if she goes up unblocked, more often than not, going to produce points. So Jesse Dieger with a kill moments ago. Now Emma Altena with a kill. And the Dort College defenders lead it 12-4. And Reinhardt has some regrouping to do. They trail by 8, 12-4. And they have not acclimated well to start this match. They've gone to the bench trying to settle things down. A missed attack. Carly Baxter with the short set. Dort College leading 13-4. And Jamie Dieger with service again. Jamie catches the tape, tips over. Reinhardt through the block, saved by Drake, pushed to the back corner by Dieger, and Dieger is going to be called for a double contact. Now that is one thing that concerned me watching earlier today. That was the number of double contacts that were called, especially on court number one. There were two matches where the double contacts really affected the outcome and the effectiveness of the setters, and you hope that that does not rear its head here with the Dort College defender. Serve is long by Reinhardt. Dort College leads 14-5 after the service error. Emma Altena over the jump serve, misses wide with the jump serve, and it's 14-6. So Altena, a service error. Defenders lead 14-6. Serving is Holly Heath for Reinhardt. It's 10 o'clock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. Dieger sets it outside. Lindbergh, unable to put it down. Now pushed over the net by Sullivan. Here comes Dort College. And that goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh puts it away. Julia Lindbergh, 6'1 senior from Margate, records the kill. And the defenders lead at 15-6. Looks like the other two matches, a little more competitive, at least in the early going. Fehlmeyer with service. We have not made it through the rotation once for these two teams. Covered by Fehlmeyer off the deflection. Set right side, DeJager, and they have not stopped Jesse DeJager yet. When Dort College gets in system, Jesse has had a couple of open looks at the net, and the defenders now lead 16-6. Timeout on the floor. This timeout made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Back with more in a moment. 16-6. The defenders in front by 10. Set number one of this best of five tussle. Now, I have had some questions about tomorrow evening, what our broadcast plans are, and here is what I've been telling folks. It is the national tournament, and we are covering Dort College volleyball tomorrow evening. That's a scheduled 6 o'clock start time, and based on today's play, I would say 6 o'clock might be a little ambitious, but if we stay on schedule, there's a chance we'll be playing at 6. Allie Kromendyk with a kill out of the middle. What I will tell you as well is I will keep track of the Dort Northwestern basketball games taking place in Orange City, and we'll update you with scores and details as those games go along as well. And obviously you can check our website when the evening is over. We'll have all of the details for you from all of the matches tomorrow. Kromendyk attacking out of the middle, catches the tape, slows it up. Here comes Reinhardt with the swing. That's Diaz. And from the outside is Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. It's 18-6. Lindbergh with a kill. And for Julia Lindbergh, that is her second kill. Emily Fehlmeyer with service. The junior from Hardington, Nebraska, floats it over. Set outside. Dort College trying for the pancake was DeJager. DeJager, that's Jamie, unable to get to it. Ball drops to the floor. Chitara Beng with that kill. So Beng with the kill. Dort College leading 18-7. Over on court number one, Park leads Morningside 15-12 in set one. Over on court three, Northwestern leads Marion 17-16. Set goes to the middle, Kromendyk. Kromendyk with a kill. Three kills for Kromendyk. Bausma will check in for the defenders. So Dort College leading 19-7. A couple of the timeouts already used by Reinhardt. So Dort College in the driver's seat, up a dozen. From behind the spike line, scrambling Reinhardt, and Reinhardt unable to get to it. That's Charbonneau with the attack. She tried to cover it herself, and her team trails 20-7. So a point off of a block for the defenders. Still serving as Bausma for Dort College. The sophomore from Sheldon. Overpass, putting it away is Kromendyk. Kromendyk with her fourth kill. And the defenders lead 21-7. 21-7 the score. Still serving is Bausma. Bausma, floater, controlled. Reinhardt. And Reinhardt. That one ends up bouncing off the attacker after the block put up by Kromendyk and Lindbergh. And the defender lead is 22-7. Dort College with this one in hand, up 22-7 in set number one. Eagles attacking. Drake with the overhand save. Jamie DeJager helps it over. And the Dort College lead is 23-7. So Jamie will get credit for the kill. That is her second kill this evening. And Bausma still has service. Bausma's serve controlled by Reinhardt, and again a block put up by the defenders. Reinhardt lets it drop to the floor on the busted play. And it's 24-7, Dort College leading by 17. Bausma with serve, short, and that'll go as an ace. And everything goes Dort College's way as they win set number one by a final of 25-7. After getting down 3-1, Dort College outscores Reinhardt 24-4 to close the set. And they take a 1-0 lead in this best-of-five contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from the Gateway Arena at the Tyson Event Center right after this. 25-7, the Defenders win set number one. Your numbers, Dort College, a 571 kill efficiency, 13 kills, 1 error, 21 total attacks. Reinhardt ends up. They do get credit for 2 kills, 8 errors, 21 total attacks, a 286 kill efficiency, a negative 286 kill efficiency. Dort was led by Allie Kromendyk with 4 kills. She got a couple of those on overpasses. 2 kills each for Camp, Jesse DeJager, Emma Altena, and Julia Lindberg. 1 service ace each for Erica Bowsber and Aubrey Drake. 9 assists for Jamie DeJager. And 6 digs by Aubrey Drake. Dort wins set 1, 25-7. We'll be back with set number 2 from the Gateway Arena right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Defenders win set 1 by a final of 25-7. Now the Reinhardt Eagles with service. This is Sophia Graziano serving for the Eagles. Serve controlled by the Defenders. Kromendyk banks it off of the top of the block. Reinhardt scrambling from behind the spike line. Overhand save by Drake. Goes after one up around her shoulders on the back line. Controlled by Reinhardt. They'll attack. Pushed over the block. Pancake save by Drake. And Drake's dig ends up contacting the net outside the antenna. Point Reinhardt. And Reinhardt takes the lead at 1-0. Graziano with service. Graziano serve taken by the Defenders and Connolly. Bump set outside Altena. They dig it up that time. Passed over the net. Free ball. Bausma. DeJager. Back set. Kromendyk. Kromendyk kill. They cannot keep up with Kromendyk on the slide. Kromendyk with her 5th kill. And the Defenders tied up at 1-1. Aubrey Drake has serve. So Aubrey Drake with our score tied 1-1. Short serve controlled. Reinhardt, no. Overpass. Altena puts it down. So Altena records the kill. And that's Emma's 3rd kill this evening. Dort College winning set 1. Going away 25-7. They lead set 2. Now 2-1. Aubrey Drake serving to the back line. Could be an ace. It's picked up by Reinhardt. Free ball. DeJager outside Altena. Altena unable to put it away. The set a little high, and she had to try to climb the ladder. And a double contact called on Reinhardt. Point Defenders. It's 3-1. 3-1. Serving is Aubrey Drake. And Aubrey Drake lines it up, sends it over. That one dives over the net. Saved by Reinhardt. Set goes to the middle to Isabel Diaz. And Diaz records the kill. Beg your pardon, that was Summerall who got credit for the kill. Summerall with a kill. It's 3-2. 3-2. And the serve is just long off of the back line. Erica Bausma at the last instant, letting that one drive by. Kelly Adkins, the libero, with service for Reinhardt. Reinhardt trailing 4-2, served down the line, controlled by the Eagles, set right side, and attacking from behind the spike line was Emily Charbonneau. Charbonneau hits it long and out of bounds. Point Defenders, it's 5-2 after the attack error. So Charbonneau unable to keep that one in play. Now block put up by Camp and DeJager. Another attack, that one hits the antenna, diving save by Connolly. Here's DeJager, and DeJager trying to create something off of that busted play. Ends up hitting it outside the antenna. Point, Reinhardt. Reinhardt trails 5-3 after the attack error by DeJager. So Jesse DeJager trying to create something as that offense broke down for the Defenders that time. Altena to Jamie. Outside Emma. Emma with the swing. Dug up by Reinhardt. covered by the defenders. Camp will throw it outside to Jesse, and Jesse DeJager with a kill. And they have not been able to identify Jesse DeJager yet in the offense. As she goes up unblocked, records her third kill. Dort College leads 6-3. Well, sometimes it does you some good to play a team that isn't so familiar with you. Jesse DeJager tries to push it down on the overpass. Reinhardt covers it. Altena, Jamie, quick attack, Camp. Camp unable to put it down, but a busted play. And Reinhardt, no communication that time, and the ball drops to the floor at 7-3. 7-3, so when Reinhardt has had good things happen, they've been unable to get back into system. Jump serve by Altena. Overpass, and Lindberg puts it away. Julia Lindberg with the kill. And for Julia, that's number three. Defenders extending the lead to 8-3. Emma Altena serving. Altena, top spin serve. Nearly an ace. Reinhardt scrambling. Pushed over the net, covered by Jesse. Gets it over to Jamie. Set goes over to Lindberg. Lindberg with the kill. Julia Lindberg with the kill. It's 9-3. 9-3. Serving, Emma Altena. Dort up by a half a dozen. Altena, serve, an overpass, and Camp puts it away. Camp boat goes up on the overpass. Patient enough to wait for it to come over the net. And she puts it down. Dort leads 10-3 in set number one. Emma Altena serving. Again, top spin serve. Reinhardt scrambling. They get it to the middle. Covered by Altena as it comes through the block. Set outside Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing. Controlled by Reinhardt. Passed over the net. Saved by Altena to DeJager. Back over to Camp. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Back-to-back kills for Leah. And the Dort College lead is 11-3. Three kills unofficially for Camp. So 11-3 the score. Jump serve. Reinhardt unable to get it. Emma Altena with an ace serve. And for Emma Altena, that is her first ace this evening. And the defenders lead it 12-3. We have a timeout on the floor charged to Reinhardt. Timeout Reinhardt. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics. Providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes, Sioux Center Health, committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. 12-3, Dort College leading by 9. Set number 2. Our match got started right around, it was about 9:55 by the time things actually got started. Set number one went about as quickly as it could. Dort College winning that one 25-7 and now leading set two, 12-3. Serving is Underwood, so Robin Underwood comes in with service. And did that ball ever make it over the net? They say a Dort College player contacted it on the block. It's 12-4. 12-4, Reinhardt. Tessa Colden serving for the Eagles. Highlights for Reinhardt so far have been few and far between. Lindberg gets it over to Altena. Bump set back over to Lindberg. Lindberg change up controlled by Reinhardt. Set goes to the middle and a block put up by Lindberg and Camp. Point defenders. Dort College leads 13-4. 13-4, Dort College by 9, set number 2. Serving, Fehlmeier. Reinhardt set, right side, blocked at the net. Lindberg puts the block up. Set goes outside and unable to do anything with it. The Reinhardt Eagles, Chitara Bing. Dort College leads 14-4 on the attack error by Bing. So Dort College with a 25-7 win in set number one, leading 14-4 here in set number two. Bing handles the serve reception down the line. Saved by the defenders. Jesse DeJager back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with a roll shot. Saved by Reinhardt, Dort College. And what do we have? We've got a double contact called against Reinhardt. Point defenders. Dort College leads 15 to 4. 15 to 4. Serve down the line. Eagles scrambling, and that'll go as an ace serve for the defenders. And Fehlmeyer. College leading 16 to 4. Emily Fehlmeyer with the ace serve. Second ace serve for the defenders. First serve for Fehlmeyer. Bang puts it up. DeAger, that's Jesse, unable to close the block. Point Reinhardt as Bang gets the kill. It's 16 to 5. 16 to 5. This is Baez with service. Short serve taken by Lindbergh. Overpass and putting it down is Bang. Back-to-back points for Reinhardt. Shatara Bang with her first kill. And the Dort College lead is 16 to 6. 16-6. Baez with service. Baez, floater, taken by Altena. To DeAger. Back over to Jesse. Jesse with another kill. Jesse DeAger with her fourth kill. And the defenders lead 17-6. 17-6. Bausma serving. Erica serve a floater. Taken by Bing. Set goes outside back to Bing. Bing blocked at the net by Jamie and Allie. That's DeAger and Cromendyke. And the defender lead is 18-6. Reinhardt has a timeout remaining. They'll use it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Dort College in front, set number 2, 18-6. The defenders have controlled from the outset. Erica Bausma has service. And Erica Bausma serving with her team up by a dozen. So an enviable position for the defenders right now. And Bausma serves it into the net. So Bausma with a service error. It's 18-7. 18-7. Emily Charbonneau serving. And Charbonneau's serve taken by Altena. Jamie DeAger sets outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it down, but an attack by Charbonneau into the net. Point defenders. So Charbonneau with an attack error. Dort College leading 19-7. Lydia Smits will check into the match, checking out Emma Altena. So Lydia Smits will get a couple chances through this rotation. Serve is wide and out of bounds by Connolly. Point Reinhardt. It's 19-8. 19-8. Serving is Graziano for Reinhardt. 19-8. Defenders up. Set number 2. Graziano with the right hand serve taken by Connolly. Set comes back over to Cromendyke, unable to put it down. Smits to DeAger. DeAger puts it down. That's Jamie DeAger with the kill. Her third by my count. It's 20-8. So Jamie records the kill off the assist by Smits on the second contact. Haley Delperdang into the contest. It's 20-8. Serving Aubrey Drake. Set goes outside through the block. Covered by Connolly. Set outside Lydia Smits. Power tip. Controlled by Reinhardt. Dort College, Delperdang. Delperdang into the block. Put up. And the defender lead is 29. 20-9. Van Zolen checks into the contest and an ace serve. An ace serve for the libero, Kelly Atkins. It's 20-10. So Atkins records an ace. Dort College didn't get to that one. Slide to the right, Delperdang. Delperdang tools it off of the block for the kill. 21-10, defenders in front. Delperdang with the kill. Bausma checks out. Defenders, Jamie DeAger with serve to the back corner. Controlled by Atkins. Slide to the right. Saved by Drake. Now a joust at the net. Delperdang won that out initially. Now Reinhardt pushes it back after Dort College pushed it back at them. Smits blocked at the net. Covered by Drake. Back over to Smits. Smits change up kill. Lydia Smits with the kill. Her first. Lydia Smits, the sophomore from Crete, Illinois, gets the kill to make it 22-10. 22-10. Jamie DeAger serve controlled. Set goes outside. Reinhardt banks it off of the block. Saved by Van Solen. Pushed over the net by Smits. Controlled by Reinhardt. Reinhardt again scrambling to it. Kept alive by Smits. Passed over the net by Van Solen to the sideline. Saved by Reinhardt. Pushed to the middle. Saved by Jamie DeAger. Van Solen gets to it. Passed over the net by Drake. Controlled by the defenders. Now we had a player in the net. Which side? And they're going to call it against Dort College. They said a player for Dort was in the net. Chad Hansen asking for an explanation. Paige Voss is in the match as well for the defenders. Dort College leading 22-11. And a serve is long and out of bounds by Reinhardt. Point defenders. Dort College leading 23-11. 23-11. Lydia Smits has service. So Dort College, the opportunity to get some players some action here at the NAI National Championship. Don't know if you'll get the opportunity further along in pool play. So this evening, Lydia Smits has seen some action. Maddie Van Solen. Dort College, beg your pardon, not Maddie, but Ava. Beg your pardon on that. Set goes outside over to Ava. Ava unable to put it down. Reinhardt attacking. That's Paige Voss keeping it in play. Reinhardt will attack through the block. Saved by Altena. Gets it to DeAger. Back over to Emma. Emma from behind the spike line unable to put it down. Here comes Reinhardt. Block put up by Delperdang. And Delperdang and Paige Voss record the block. And the defenders now serving for the set and a 2-0 lead in this match. Dort College leading 24-12. Fehlmeier is in to serve. Kromendike checks in to play the front row. And let's see if Emily Fehlmeier can finish it off here. Dort College leading 24-12. Floater controlled by Reinhardt. Back set right side down the line and hitting it wide and out of play is Charbonneau. Point defenders, Dort College wins set number two, 25-12. Dort College takes a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match, 25-7 and 25-12. Back with more from Sioux City right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College winning set two by a final of 25-12. The defenders this evening, a 434 kill efficiency as a team. Reinhardt, negative 125. That means they have more errors than kills. They have 8 kills, 14 errors, 48 total attacks. Dort College, 26 kills, 3 errors, 53 total attacks. Dort College, 4 service aces. Reinhardt has a pair of service aces. Allie Kromendike and Leah Camp each have 5 kills, along with Julia Lindberg. 16 assists for Jamie DeAger and 5 digs by Jamie DeAger as well. For Reinhardt, they are topped by Tessa Colden with 1 kill and Chitara Bang with 4. A total of 6 aces, assists that is, for Carly Baxter. Dort College starts set 3 as they started set 2, and that is allowing Reinhardt a point to start the set, and Reinhardt has actually led in all 3 sets. Dort College coming back with a big win in set 1 and really set the tone. Emma Altena with an attack error over the block. Hits it long and out of play. point Reinhardt. It's 2-0. So Reinhardt trailing 2-0, trailing 2-0 in the match. They've taken a 2-0 lead in this best of five third match, 2-0. Kromendijk with a kill. And Kromendijk with her sixth kill. And for the Reinhardt Eagles, they have not pursued the ball hard outside of play. It's like their heart isn't really in this one. Lost set 125-7. Lost set 225-12. Now Dort College with service. This is Drake. Drake, a knuckleball, and Aubrey Drake with an ace, and we're tied 2-2. 2-2 our score over on court number 3. Northwestern trails Marion 21-17. Northwestern leads the match 1-0. Park leads Morningside 18-11 on court number 1. Park won the first set there 25-10. Serve is long by Drake. Point Reinhardt. It's 3-2. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it to DeJager. Outside it comes Altena. Altena with a swing. Controlled by Reinhardt. Eagles attacking and they send it long and out of bounds. Point defenders after the attack error by Tessa Colden. 3-3. Serving Jamie DeJager. DeJager serve short. Reinhardt attacking, and Reinhardt out of the middle. That's Baez. Baez makes it 4-3. Reinhardt with a one-point lead. Serving for the Eagles will be number one, Carly Baxter. Baxter serves short. Dort College controls it. Blocked at the net was Jesse DeJager. They set outside Altena, power tip. She takes a swipe at it. Reinhardt able to cover it, though. Jamie DeJager outside. It goes Altena. Altena blocked at the net. DeJager gets it up to Camp. Camp unable to put it away. Here comes Reinhardt again. Dug by DeJager, and we have a player in the net, and that was Reinhardt. Reinhardt in the net. Camp will get credit for the kill. Leah Camp with the kill, as it was her attack that led to the blocking error. The defenders controlling the return, comes back over to Camp. Now blocked at the net again. And here comes Reinhardt, passed over the net. Drake to DeJager. Back set, Jesse. Jesse unable to put it away from the right side. Reinhardt with a swing and a block put up by Camp and Jesse DeJager. And the defenders lead it 5-4. So Jesse DeJager with the kill, with the block, I should say. Serve to the back corner. Jump serve by Altena. And got a little bit too much of a side spin on it. And that one curves out of play. And serving again for Reinhardt is Tessa Colden. Outside attack. Down the line. And that's Julia Lindberg with a kill. It's 6-5. 6-5. Fehlmeyer serving. Her team leading by a point here. Leading in the match 2-0. Short serve. Here comes Reinhardt. Back set. Through the block. And a kill. Emily Charbonneau with the kill. And we're back to tied at 6-6. So Reinhardt showing a little spark here in set number 3. After Dort College controlled sets 1 and 2. DeJager touches it over to Jesse. Jesse blocked at the net. Point Reinhardt. And it's now 7-6. Reinhardt leading. Brianna Baez serving. Baez, right-handed serve. Into the net. We're tied 7-all. 7-7 our score. Earlier today in women's soccer play, Midland has advanced to the quarterfinals at the national championship. Three GPAC teams in play earlier today as well, and the NAI Volleyball Championship. Hastings, a winner, along with Midland. Jamestown was beaten in pool play. The other three GPAC teams in action right now on the court. Reinhardt leads 8-7 in set number three. Serve controlled by Altena. Tudiager comes back over to Cromendyke, and they have done a much better job of blocking. Has Reinhardt here in set number three. Summerall with the block. It's 9-7. 9-7. Serve taken by Altena. Tudiager outside Lindberg. Lindberg tools it off of the block for the kill. It's 9-8. 9-8. Serving is Hannah Connolly. Connolly serve. And Connolly floats it to the back line. Controlled by Reinhardt. That's Bing. Bing blocked at the net, but Dort College doesn't close the block. And Bing records the kill. Chitara Bing with her second kill. And serving for Reinhardt is Graziano. Taken by Bausma to Jamie. Comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke tips it over, and it catches the sideline. Point defenders, Dort trailing 10-9. Well, I beg your pardon. That was actually ruled out of bounds. Point Reinhardt, it's 11-8. Set goes to Altena. Altena blocked at the net. Gets the return now. Altena off high hands. Saved by Reinhardt. Reinhardt through the block. No, it gets blocked by Dieger, and Cromendyke falls on Reinhardt's side. Dort College leads 11-9. Defenders leading 11-9. Aubrey Drake has service. And Drake's floater controlled. Set comes outside over the top of the block. Saved by the defenders. Dieger pushes it to the back corner. Saved by Reinhardt through the block. Drake to Bausma to Camp. Camp unable to put it down. Set goes to the middle, and Dort College, Altena, and Camp recording the kill, or the block, I should say. So a block for a point, and the defender lead is 11-10. Should say the Reinhardt lead is 11-10. Drake, low hard serve, could be an ace. They keep it alive. This will be passed over the net, free ball. Connolly to Dieger. Dieger helps it over. Now a joust at the net. Altena pushes it over. Reinhardt attacking. And Reinhardt with an attack. That's Charbonneau. Charbonneau hits it wide, not out of bounds. Point defenders. Tied at 11. Set number three. Dort College one sets one and two. 25-7 and 25-12. Set right side. Covered by Drake after the tip. And Dort College's pass over the net, not out of bounds. Point Reinhardt, it's 12-11. So Reinhardt taking advantage of some lackadaisical play right now by the defenders. Taken by Bausma to Dieger. Outside Altena. Altena bangs it off of the block. Got out of bounds. Point defenders. We're tied 12-12. Well, let's see if Dort College can put together 4 or 5 points in a row. Jamie Dieger with service. Emma Altena unofficially with her fourth kill. Reinhardt keeps it in play. Passed over the net. Short pass. Connolly, Dieger. Back to Jesse Dieger. Jesse with the kill. So Jesse Dieger records her fifth kill unofficially. Dort College leading, now 14-12, so as if on cue, Dort College putting together 3 points in a row. They've scored 6 of the last 7. Jamie Dieger with that ace serve. For Dort College, that is their 6th ace serve here in set in this match. Dort College gets a block up. Camp will bump set it over to Altena. Altena around the block, saved by Reinhardt. Reinhardt passed over the net. Drake, Dieger. Dieger shoots it over to Altena. Altena over the kill. Alton over the kill. Four in a row by the defenders. Emma Alton now with her fifth kill. We have a timeout on the floor. Charge to Reinhardt, trailing 15-12. This broadcast made possible by Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more from Gateway Arena, Tyson Event Center, right after this. Jamie DeJager with service. Her team leading 15-12 in set number three. Defenders up 2-0 on Reinhardt. And Leah Camp and Jesse DeJager team up for a block, 16-12. The defenders establishing control here midway through set number three. Jamie DeJager's serve is an ace, and Jamie drops another one in, her second ace. And the defenders lead 17-12. Dort College has scored six in a row, nine of the last 10. So Jamie DeJager with the ace. Now Reinhardt attacking, and Reinhardt gets a point, attacking from the outside. That was Lucy Zhao. And the defender lead is 17-13. Zhao records the kill. Jump serve floater taken by Connolly. Set middle quick. Camp, Camp, kill. Leah Camp records the kill. Defenders leading 18-13. Robin Underwood serve. Zhao with the attack. Outside it goes Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing and a double contact called on the defenders. So that double contact charged against Jamie DeJager. It's 18-14. So Jamie DeJager with the double contact called against her. Zhao with service, and Zhao with an ace. It's 18-15. Both of these teams will be playing tomorrow. Dort College will be playing tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock against Corbin. Served to the sideline as wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. Dort College leading 19-15. The Masters and Reinhardt will play tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock. All those matches taking place on court number 3. Set goes outside, around the block. Fehlmeyer with the dig, gets it over to DeJager. Jamie DeJager gets it outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh records the kill. It's 20-15. 20-15. And serving, again, will be Fehlmeyer. Dort College feels like they have this one under control after some early miscues allowed Reinhardt a late lead. Set goes to Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it down. Reinhardt attacking through the block. And getting the block, getting the point is Charbonneau with the kill. Charbonneau records the kill, making it 20-16. Defenders still up by four. Baez with service. Brianna Baez lines it up. Right-hander sends it over. It could be an ace. Kept alive by Lindbergh. Passed over the net by Connolly, and Connolly drops it in. So the defenders hang with it long enough, and Kromendyk able to keep that in play. Her back was to the net. Tough angle, and she was able to squeeze it in. Reinhardt was caught watching. 21-16. Erica Bausma, low hard serve. Reinhardt, bang, blocked at the net. And a point off of the block by DeJager and Kromendyk. So another point off of a block for the defenders. Dort College with 22 block assists. So they've scored 12 points off of blocks. And now we have a timeout charged to Reinhardt. It was very late. DeJager was almost into her service motion, and they give her the timeout. So timeout charged to Reinhardt. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician, athletic training, and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. This is KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. Back with more right after this. Erica Bausma serving for the defenders. Dort College leading 22-16, trying to close this one out. And you've got another match tomorrow looming with Corbin. Corbin 1-0 in pool play. Bausma's serve controlled by Reinhardt. Off high hands, there was a touch called on the defenders in Lindbergh. It's 22-17. So a kill for Reinhardt. Serving now for the Eagles is Charbonneau. Charbonneau had that kill as well. So Charbonneau serves into the net. Point defenders. It's 23-17. So a very critical match tomorrow evening for the defenders. They face a Corbin team that is 1-0 in pool play after defeating the Masters 3-1. Set goes to Bing. Bing unable to put it away. Alton is there. Dort College attacking. This is Alton up on the second contact. Here comes Reinhardt. Dug by Dort College. Set outside again. Alton banks it off the block for the kill. And the defenders are now serving for the set and the match. Set and match point for the defenders. And this will be Connolly. Connolly, floater to the back line. Set goes over to Bing. Bing off of the block. Kill. Shatara Bing with her third kill. It's 24-18. Dort College bidding for their 28th win of the season against two losses. Graziano with service. And Graziano sends it over, taken by Bausma to DeAger. Outside Altena for the win. And there it is off of the Dagger. Out of play. Point defenders. Dort College wins it 25-18. Dort College is now 28-2. 1-0 in pool play. They'll face a Corbin team that is also 1-0 in pool play in a very important match tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. Dort College wins 25-7, 25-12, 25-18. Back with the Wireless World post-game wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88-5. The Dort College defenders victorious this evening in NAI National Championship pool play. 3-0, 25-7, 25-12, and 25-18. This is the Wireless World post-game wrap. Let's take a look at the final numbers. Dort College for the match. 38 kills, 6 errors, 83 total attacks, a 386 kill efficiency. Reinhardt, 17 kills, 21 errors, 75 total attacks, and 053 negative kill efficiency. Dort College had 7 ace serves, 7 service errors. Reinhardt, 3 service aces, 6 service errors. Dort College recorded 13 points on blocks. Reinhardt recorded 2 points off of blocks. Individually, Dort College led tonight by Julie Lindbergh with 8 kills, Emma Altena and Allie Cromendike with 7 each, along with Leah Camp. 5 for Jesse DeAger. 27 assists for Jamie DeAger. 2 service aces as well for DeAger to go along with 7 digs. Aubrey Drake had 12 digs to lead the defenders. Allie Cromendike, 6 block assists, 1 solo block. Reinhardt was topped this evening by Emily Charbonneau with 3 kills. Chitara Bing also had 7. Carly Baxter had 15 assists. Kelly Adkins had 11 digs. Dort College improves to 28-2, 1-0 in pool play. Reinhardt falls to 34-7, 0-1 in pool play. Reinhardt will be facing the Masters in a pivotal pool play match tomorrow afternoon. Both teams are 0-1. Dort College will be facing Corbin tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock. That also a very important pool play match, as both of those teams are 1-0 in pool play. That will just about do it. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with a final word from Sioux City right after this. It is time now to select the Sioux Commercial Sweeping Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. Call Kurt Van Voorst, 712-441-1096 for all your sweeping, striping, crack sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. Our Defender Player of the Game today will be... we're going to go with Allie Kromendyk. 7 kills this evening to go along with 1 solo block and 6 assisted blocks. Well, Jamie DeAger making it up to press row. Not only setting for the Defenders this evening, but she drew the short straw and gets to speak with me as the Defenders celebrating a victory tonight over Reinhardt and Jamie. Good to be back in Sioux City, I would imagine, at the Gateway Arena. Obviously, a couple of tournament runs to your team's credit over the past two seasons. Does it feel like a home away from home at this point in your career? Familiarity, third time here, not much surprise when you get to the NAI National Championship field?
Yeah, it definitely helps. We've been here before. It's not super eye-opening for us returners. It's kind of fun for the freshmen for the first time, but it's definitely nice that we were here last year.
Playing a Reinhardt team that... seemed like they looked a little overwhelmed at first. You were clicking. You got some quick attacks. You spread the ball around. What are you thinking as a setter going into this evening's match? What's the game plan, and how do you execute it?
Yeah, I mean, we just came in. We really thought we had to come out on fire, and I thought we did. All our hitters were really engaged and just spreading the ball around so each of the hitters feels confident going in tomorrow and the rest of the week.
How do you spend a day? That was my question to the coaching staff. I saw them here scouting, doing some work. I said, what does the team do? And one of your assistants said, we have no idea. As long as they don't get in trouble, we don't really care. What do you do on a day like today?
This morning we went to a classroom and read to the kids for an hour, and then ate lunch, went back to the hotel, chilled for a little bit, and then we went to the mall for a while, walked around, got on our legs, came here and scouted a team at 5. So,
how long does it take to wind down after a match like this?
Oh, it'll be a good hour. Got to get an ice bath in, get some supper, so hopefully midnight.
Well, tomorrow night playing Corbin, and Corbin turning into a relatively familiar opponent for us. We played them earlier this season. Played them last year, if I remember correctly, as well. Played them at the national tournament 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, I don't remember which. But becoming a regular opponent for us. Give us a little scouting report on Corbin. You know anything? You remember anything? Or just kind of take it as it comes?
Yeah, we scouted them a little bit this season. We played them back at the Northwestern tournament, so it's been a little bit, but they got some good hitters. They run a 6-2, so that's always different than what we're used to, so it should be a good game.
Jamie, go get some rest. We'll talk to you. We'll see you tomorrow again.
Thanks.
That's Jamie DeAger talking about tonight's match with the Dort College Defenders and Reinhardt Eagles, and Coach Chad Hansen will be making his way over as well. The other match, Northwestern loses to Marion. I believe that ended up 3-0. Over on the other court, it appears Park is going to sweep Morningside in their first round of pool play. They're up 22-18 in set number 3 after winning sets 1 and 2, 25-20 and 25-14. So it appears the GPAC will go 3-3. On day one at pool play at the national championship. Coach Chad Hansen is taking a seat beside me. And Coach Hansen, your team victorious tonight, getting a 3-0 victory over Reinhardt. Scouting report on Reinhardt coming in. How do you feel like your team executed?
Really, really good. Excited to see many of the different things that we put in place on paper for 2 weeks of preparation. To see that materialize felt really, really good. And I think the key was, you know, in areas that maybe don't show up on the stat sheet, but just serving zones. Nailing, I felt like we had servers who continued to get good streaks of serves back there on the end line. And that was a joy. Really, I think, important, trying to create some imbalance in the Reinhardt offense. On the blocking side, I love to see 13 blocks. That's really, really exciting too. And we were hoping to be able to key in on some of their more prominent statistical hitters, and was excited to see the outcomes pay off for us there as well.
You were able to spread the ball around, and for a while in sets one and two, I was thinking if you get the ball to Jesse DeAger, they haven't put a block up on her yet. Why don't you go to her a little more often?
Yeah.
But it's a matter where so much attention can go to some of the other hitters. A player like Jesse kind of flies under the radar. And I said, last couple of years when you've made a run at the national championship, you've had to have players kind of go under the radar and step up and produce. And it seems like the groundwork may be there again this year for players, not one and two, but maybe three and four to produce for you.
I think so, too. That's a good observation, Mike, that the overall balance of our attack, the distribution of our offense, that's always a theme. That's one of the many themes you and I tend to visit, and it's accurate and appropriate. And to see Jesse shine for the very first time in this environment, on this stage, and for Jamie to get her in the right moments was really valuable. I think that'll shake off some of the first-time inexperienced jitters that, if they were there, I'm hoping that Jesse shook them away quickly, and really excited to see that result.
I asked Jamie how long it takes her to wind down after a match like this. She said about an hour or so. Coaching staff, how long does it take to unwind after a full day of scouting, digesting what you see, and then coaching a match, and then thinking about tomorrow? How long does it take to wind down?
It's a great question, Mike. This is a different feel because the wind down actually morphs into the next opponent, and the energy that it takes, the focus, the done with this, let's move on to the next, that part of preparation will take just as long as we need it to. And as you mentioned, my staff was here all day. They were here from 9 a.m. until, 11 p.m. I might pay them a little extra tonight, but take them out for a bite to eat. I think today and tomorrow are the real important crunch kind of days for our staff to scout every team here that we can, to get data down on paper, because when the bracket starts to form and pool plays wrap up, we want to be prepared for seeing teams live. And so back to your original question, shifting our attention from an exhilarating start like this to next match, next opponent, I think it happens pretty quickly. I feel like I'll be ready for a good night's rest. I know my staff has earned it, and we're not going to stay up too late tonight trying to drag it out.
Corbin, 6-2 offense. Yeah. We've become familiar with them. We've played them. I believe this will be the third year in a row that we've faced them at least once, and this will be the second meeting. That first meeting happened so long ago. How much do you take away from that match in preparation for tomorrow?
We have those scout sheets from the August match, and we have the in-match sheets of data collected from when we played them. Honestly, we have not even looked at those. We feel like we are a different, better team today than we were back in August. We feel the same of Corbin and show great respect for them in the scout that we're putting together. We've looked at several different matches of their play, and in recent, their opening round match against Xavier. We looked at their match earlier today against the Masters, and this is data that we will carry forward into a scout. And if need be, if there's a purpose to bring the historical August match back into the picture, we have it with us. We brought it on this trip, and we'll use it if we need to. But overall, it's really about what are teams doing right now, and how are the players, and what are the tendencies of the systems.
Go get some rest and get ready for tomorrow, Coach.
I love it, Mike. You too. Thanks for broadcasting.
I'll give it a shot. And that's Coach Chad Hansen, and that is going to do it for the Wireless World postgame wrap as well, as the Dort College Defenders victorious in three over Waldorf, three sets